Good morning and welcome to Focus on the Arts. I'm your host, Malvin Massey. Of course, every Friday we talk to the movers and shakers of the entertainment business, the people that are making things happen for your entertainment and mine. Our guests today are from a group that we became aware of them last year, as a matter of fact, from a CD called the Joie de Vie that we fell in love with. It hit right into our rotation for the Latin sound, and it also has some other great songs on it. And the new project is called the Jazz Samba Project, and it is outstanding. As a matter of fact, jumped into our top 20 almost as soon as we got it in the studio, and that's because of your request. Our DJs like it, and it's such good stuff. And our guests on this afternoon on Focus on the Arts are the vocalist, the lead vocalist, and the namesake of the group, Verano, and the acoustic guitarist and also vocalist, Mr. Ken Avis. And both of you, thank you so much for being our guest, Lynn Verano. Did I say it right?
Hi, Melvin. No, it's exciting for us to be on there. Thank you so much for having us.
Great. Again, like I was saying, this CD is such a smooth, mellow project, and I can't help but repeat that I love the arrangement of Lucia So from the Eric Barroso tune, and Stan Getz did it very up-tempo, and everybody else does. You guys slowed it down and made it so sultry. Was that intended to be like that?
It really was. You know, it's such a beautiful tune, and of course we're celebrating, you know, this fantastic album that was a huge worldwide hit, Jazz Samba. And Getz did such a stunning job on the album. But we just wanted to bring in something that's a little evocative of the lyric. The song is really about a beautiful woman dancing samba and somebody observing her and the movements that take over her body. And so I just really wanted to express, you know, that suave sexiness about the song.
Yeah. Ken, you arranged it, didn't you?
We all did it together as a band. And we have two nylon string acoustic guitars in the band, which is a little bit unusual. And we just bounce off each other a lot of the time in terms of both ideas and the way in which the guitars intersperse. And then when we recorded the whole album, we did it live in the studio. So some of the fantastic horn pieces in there are actually improvised. So it was a kind of a rough arrangement in terms of we knew who was coming in when. But a lot of it is in-the-moment stuff.
Wow. That was a great moment.
Thank you.
In a way, the album's about great moments. The original Jazz Samba album in 1962 was recorded live in just 3 hours. And again, you know, people like Stan Getz had never heard those tracks before he turned up in Washington, D.C. to record them. So in many ways, we kind of tried to keep that spirit alive by recording live as well.
That was the Stan Getz with Charlie Bird and what was that, the original one? Charlie Bird and Joe Bird and Stan Getz?
Buddy Deppenschmidt and Keita Betts were the recording session that day. Yeah. And, you know, it took place in our backyard in Washington, D.C. And in putting this project together, we wanted to, you know, pay homage to the album by recording in the same spirit as much as possible. We even went back to the church where it was recorded, All Souls, and performed there last month in celebration of the 50th anniversary of Jazz Samba. We had the full band there with Brazilian percussion and the horns and an exciting panel discussion to just wrap it up and bring people really into the spirit and the mood and a fantastic turnout. It was such a great celebration.
Was that the driving idea for the CD, 50th anniversary of Bossa Nova?
Yeah, that's right. It was one night at rehearsal about a year ago, our drummer, Pete Walby, just said, you know, it's 50 years since that album was recorded. And at that stage, we didn't know it was recorded locally here in Washington, D.C. But when we discovered that the next day, we were saying, we've got to do something for this one. This is too good of an opportunity to miss this anniversary. And so in addition to doing the album, we did like a year of research and We've written articles in the press about the original Jazz Sambra album, and we were lucky enough to meet Buddy Deppenschmidt and Joe Bird, who we've interviewed and put onto video as well. So we've got a number of videos of that where they're talking about the album and their experience recording it and suddenly, unexpectedly, becoming international stars, all completely without any expectation that the album would even do anything. It was a remarkable album.
It was the, along with Dave Brubeck and Cannonball Adderley, it was the essence of bringing jazz back to the public after Miles and Train and those guys sort of chased some people away with, because they got so heavy that people couldn't understand what was going on. And I think the girl from Ipanema and the Jazz Samba Project and things like that, I think they have a place in history for bringing jazz back to the forefront.
And Jazz Samba is also widely credited for merging the two genres and also popularizing Brazilian music worldwide. That music was already there, you know, and the great composers, Barroso, we've mentioned already, Jobim, Paul, all these guys were very popular around Brazil, but that merging of styles and genres, that those two worlds coming together really gave it a life of its own.
Yeah.
And you know, we grew up with a lot of these songs, some of them not even knowing what they were called, you know. It's just part of our musical DNA now. And on our first album, Joie de Vivre, we had already recorded Barroso and
Jobim, the One Note Samba.
Yeah, so when we launched into that project, it was really like a kind of a natural extension of what the band was already exploring and playing with. And it's been a wonderful journey. The response at shows is just astonishing. Mm. We've outgrown venues. Now, just last week, they had to sit people in the corridor because the room was full. And we had great response performing in Canada, all around our region here, and then in Scotland and England, all kinds of venues. We've done festivals, we've done intimate clubs, and we're always surprised people relate so much to the music and our arrangements. You know, it's heartwarming, and I'm so glad that the album is in your top 20. Thank you so much.
It couldn't help but be there. If you just tuned in, by the way, this is Focus on the Arts. We are talking with Lynn Verano and Ken Avis of the group Verano. And the new CD is Jazz Samba Project, and it features some of the best samba tunes that you can imagine. Some that, like Lynn said, that everybody is aware of. Wave by Jobim, Samba Triste, the One Note Samba, Meditation, Ilusha Soul from just all sorts of really great songs, and they're done in great arrangements. Now, you started off on your own. Something Cool is your solo album. Were you working with these guys then? Were you working with Ken and David and Pete?
Ken and I were working together at the time. I was living in Canada. Ken was living here in the U.S. But we knew each other already. We had collaborated in France and Switzerland when we were both living abroad there, and we put out this project together, which was really jazz and pop focused with very simple guitar and keyboard arrangements. Mm. We toured with that album, and then Ken and I got married, and then we got busy raising a family.
Yeah, life always gets in the way, doesn't it? Yeah.
But I have no regrets, and it slowed us down a little bit, but the music is really, you know, fundamental to our lives. So we got back into it with a vengeance. We were so thrilled just 2 years ago to form the band with David Rosenblatt and Pete Walby, and then occasional collaborations with just wonderful guest musicians around town. Jeff Antoniak, Alejandro Lucini, Jim McFalls, and soon drummer Tony Martucci. It's been you know, gathering a lot of steam, and we got a lot of wind in our sails right now.
Yeah, well, this project, of course, is brand new, and so I know you're expanding on getting it out there and playing and gigging and everything else, but are you working on another project? Are you, like this one was something for the 50th anniversary. This was a project that, just like you named it. You know, so many musicians have things in the can, you know, and like, I want to record this. I want to do that, you know. Are you guys still working on some new things?
Well, I got to tell you that one thing. This band is like an idea factory. It's a project factory. There's no shortage of ideas and also a lot of energy and enthusiasm for great music. But right now, Jazz Samba Project is really where we're focusing and promoting the album, touring with the songs as much as possible. We're gearing up for a very busy fall, winter, and spring, and that's really where our hearts are.
Yeah, I love your accent, by the way. Can
you see, Malvin, I've been married to her for a few years now, and I don't notice the accent anymore. She sounds totally American to me.
Well, you sound British.
Well, I am. Yeah, I'm from Liverpool.
Okay, that's what I thought. So your guitar, man, is so smooth, especially, and again, I go back to Elusha. So when I heard that one, I almost didn't listen to the rest of the CD. But your guitar strokes are so smooth. How long have you been playing guitar?
Ooh. Crikey, a long time. I started when I was about 10, and I'm pushing 50 now, so it's been a long time, but playing jazz has been a recent thing. I used to play in blues bands and things in England and Europe, and sing a lot as well, but maybe 5 or 6 years ago I started to really play jazz, and it's something I've always wanted to do because I fell in love with the albums of Joe Pass and Ella Fitzgerald, where it's just the two of them together, no drums, no bass, when I was about 14 or 15. But it seems such a complex music and so difficult. So I put it off for a long time and was lucky enough to find a few good teachers and to work with David in the band, because David is also a fantastic guitar player. He was actually raised in Brazil. He's from Arizona, but he was raised in Brazil and went back there again in his 20s on a scholarship studying Brazilian guitar styles. So I was working on the jazz, and then David was the person who helped me enormously to get into the Brazilian style. And we swap leads. Sometimes I do the lead, sometimes he does, and we work our arrangements so that each one of us is doing different voicings of the same chords, which adds to that complexity and that bounce in the music.
It makes so rich, makes the sound so rich, the chords so rich. Sounds like somebody playing a 13, 12-string guitar. Once again, if you're just tuning in, this is Focus on the Yards. We are talking to Lynn Vallenoe and Ken Avis, who is that's half of the group of Vallenoe. Did you change the name? No. I mean, that's the name of Vallenoe. That's the name of the group. Was that whose idea was that to name the grand group after Lynn Vallenoe?
I think it was Ken's idea, but it's just one of those things that seems like a good idea at the time, and now I just can't remember why.
It's so great for a jazz feel because it's an international feel, and you're an international group, and you play such wonderful international tunes. It's just amazing. It's a great, great CD.
And I think Lynn works harder than the rest of us because she performs in 4 languages, so to learn all those different songs in different languages. So it's the least we can do is name the group after her.
Right on. Well, of course, it's always a time. So not enough time to talk. The group is Vallenoe, V-E-R-O-N-N-E-A-U, Vallenoe. And Lynn Vallenoe is from Quebec. So French is, that's why she speaks, like she's, that's why she sounds like she's French. But the CD is Jazz Samba Project. It is a great CD, and we've got it going on right now at U92 FM. And we're looking forward to even more and more coming from the group, Vallenoe. And thank you so much for being our guest on Focus on the Arts today.
Melvin, thank you so much for having us. And I want to be cheeky, add one note, is that in the traditional style, the album has great liner notes. They talk about the history of jazz samba and this lovely song descriptions, you know, song by song. So I encourage people to actually get the real album if they can.
Yeah, because it's got great pictures in there, too.
And historical pictures, yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, Lynn Vialeno, Ken Avis, thank you so much for being our guest.
Thanks so much, Melvin. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, and this has been Focus on the Arts. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, you're back for more of the best in jazz. This is U92 FM.